right, yes.
Hey, good people. It feels good to say that again.
It feels good to be back.
Man.
It feels good to be in your presence.
Yours as well. It's always a treat. Andre, really, we could just be walking on asphalt and I'd be like, hey, girl.
Or even in grass.
Yeah. Or even
in grass. Because, you know, I'm thinking about a certain period in our life where we would just walk, oh. Borderline Forrest Gump. We hit asphalt. We hit grass. We hit greenways.
So
we
much did it healing. All. So much healing.
There was healing in the walking that we did. So to be in space with you for season four.
Yes, right.
Four. We are back.
Yes.
Summer's over.
Summer is over.
And I'm excited about it.
I've been changed.
You know I have.
Yes.
Been. You thought I was going to hit it in that gospel,
yes,
that old-time
yes,
gospel.
Yes.
But yes. I need a wooden floor to hit that
hey,
for you.
Hey, I understand.
Because you know I will.
This old gospel.
Stuff it. Tasneem.
Yeah.
Everybody has everybody. Like, I literally mean everybody. Mm-hmm. Truth be told, family, you know who you are. You've sent us text messages. You've DM'd us. You've called and you've passed me at, you know, I don't know, a favorite restaurant. You're like, ooh, did you all rest?
Did we rest?
You said one of the fellows asked, told you that they were listening to the episode about rest and sit it on down.
Yeah. Right?
Here we are, new season, season four. So excited. So happy to be back and truly grateful. But I want to talk a little bit about the summer.
Mm.
You challenged all of us, all of the Truth Be Told family. You challenged us to show some skin.
I did.
Did you?
I did.
Don't answer. You challenged us to rest and sit it down.
I did.
You did? You said that begrudgingly. Like,
I
kind of did.
I'm still trying to get on it.
You challenged us to unplug, to sit it down, just to wait and realize rest was revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry about put layering and layering and layering and show those bodies. And why are we living and covering up for something and live for the now. That's what you challenged us as we ended last season.
Let the sun kiss you.
So today's topic is what we learned under the sun.
Yeah.
You said you wanted to be sun-kissed.
Yes.
Let's talk about
it. Yes, yes, yes.
Did you have opportunities to be sun-kissed?
I absolutely did.
Tell me.
I have a sweet little patio deck area of my office.
It's a patio. Is it like a lanai?
Is it like it or not? No.
Oh, you boosted me up to bring me down.
It's a no-nigh. It's not a lanai.
A no-nigh? No, so tell us about this no-nigh.
Yeah, well, it's you know, because I live in a space where I can see no neighbors. If I squint, maybe someone's truck. But other than that, no one. So that means after a good run or whatever I'm doing, I can...
Sunbathe?
I can allow... the sun to dry my skin.
Question.
Sure.
Are you clothed?
Partially.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh.
And thereby letting the sun
kiss your skin.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And you know what the evidence is?
Obviously not the pictures that you told our listeners to post because we're waiting on yours.
Well.
Uh-huh. What's the evidence then?
The evidence is the mosquito bites in places that maybe never would normally see the sun.
Privates? Mosquito bites.
Like how?
Tell us where these mosquito bites show up.
Vicious.
Oh,
I'm thinking it was a new kind of
to darker the berry, to sweeter the juice.
Oh.
I mean, like, come on.
It was something else. It attacked the whole family, actually. Yeah, I'm going to use the word swarm.
Oh,
but it did not stop. The
being
sun kissing.
Oh, it
yes,
did not.
Yes, I was chocolate, but I was itchy.
Ooh,
yep.
Itchy and chocolate.
But I can say that, you know, just the feeling of getting that infusion of vitamin D.
Yes.
Absolutely uplifting.
Yes.
Care for the sun and, of course, trying to have some moderation with direct sunlight because it gets very intense out there in the good Goodlettsville. So, but other than that, it was.
Gets intense.
That sun, I don't know what it is.
On the no-nigh?
But the sun is
but
even
not
more intense.
Too intense for the swarm of mosquitoes.
You see.
I'm with you.
I don't know what kind of mosquitoes those were. I wish I could explain it. Maybe they were sand flies. I'm not sure.
They were tiki torch.
They were. It was a lot.
It came with a vengeance.
They did.
Okay.
They did. If you're still scratching in November from a mosquito bite from July.
That means go to the doctor.
You think so?
Hmm. Let your arm fall out and see. Fall off and see. So when the leg or whatever part that is still bumpity lumpity.
Let me tell you.
Let it fall off and see.
Let me tell you.
Tasneem, go to the doctor.
I might just have to.
Don't make your own sad. But you did let the sun touch and kiss you.
I did. It was great. And I think I did wear one crop top or a t-shirt that I turned into one because I'm handy with some scissors.
Yeah.
So I turned a t-shirt into a crop top. And every time I lifted my arm, I could feel a gust
of breeze
kiss my abdomen.
Truth be told, family, don't you wish you could have seen that pic?
Yep. I might have to put it over a turtleneck and it can probably help you for the winter times.
Just take the picture in the house now.
I'll think about it.
Okay. All right. So I do want to know, you know, people have been asking, so did you do this? Did you do that over the summer? Did you rest? Because Tasneem told us to sit it down.
Well, wait a minute. Did you let the sun kiss you? You went to several islands over the summer.
Here's the difference, my friend.
Yeah.
The Truth Be Told family can look on the Facebook page and see my legs.
Now that is the truth.
That's
be
all
told.
I got. Truth be told. Yes. Oh my goodness.
I saw your pedicure several times.
Oh, I was adamant about those. Yeah. I was adamant about, like, I had to get in this routine. You said that you were shopping early. You had our last time we were together, you had already picked out outfits and colors and all this. And I was like, ooh, I got to get caught up because I don't want to show this part of my body. And you said, show it.
Yeah.
And so I packed three different swimsuits.
Okay.
Three.
Yeah.
For this Montego Bay trip with my girlfriends. And I was like, I'm going to wear one of these every day. Every day I'm going to go to Jamaica. Nobody's going to know me. Had the best conversation sidebar talking to your mom about our shared experiences in Montego Bay.
Oh.
Lots of sun. Lots of sun kissing.
Lots of talk sun about, kissing behinds.
And things and parts and things, way too many things.
That is her Montego story.
Oh, she loves it. But I did. I got in the ocean and I always swim. That's not the, and I always enjoy it. But I literally was like, well, I'm going to take this picture. I'm going to send it to Noni. Yeah. And at one point I said to her, might be a little bit too much. She's like, your legs.
You
I was like,
your
I don't
calves
know.
To
I was
ankle.
Like, I don't want to come off like it's too much.
And really?
Is this pose too sexy? And she's like, give it. Yeah, I did all of that.
Uh-huh.
Just the one pose.
How did it feel?
It felt good.
Okay.
I don't want to look at the pics, though, but it felt good. I did. You challenged me. I said I was going to do it. And one thing I learned about myself over the summer is that I can endure those sun rays. You know, I love, I'm a winter and fall kind of a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm going to a couple of tropical places this summer. I went to Atlanta and in July, it was 8 million degrees.
Yeah.
But I did a lot of things in the summer that required me to be in the sun.
Mm.
Also learned what type of sunscreen to not buy. The Casper Ghost look wasn't cool.
That's a problem, isn't
it? Yeah, that was a problem.
The chalky face.
Yeah. And it was even black. You know, anyway, I don't want to get into that. Mm-hmm. But I did learn some things. So thank you. I did.
Yep, I'm
did.
Glad. I'm
did
glad.
You rest?
I can say I provided rest for people.
Mm.
I talked about rest, but I'm going to call myself out on not resting enough.
Our listeners asked me that more than one, more than two said, did Tasneem really rest and sit it down?
I think I took some good naps.
Okay.
And that's an achievement.
Yeah. You talked about the nap ministry. We talked about the book.
That's right. That's right.
We talked about
that's
those
right.
things.
Thank you, Trisha Hersey. But I think that I still have a ways to go with rest being part of just my daily living, not being something that has to be announced.
Part of my daily living.
Just like, oh, I think I'm just going to sit for 20 minutes here and put my head down.
So let me bring.
Oh, pardon me.
Yeah.
I did put a blanket or a pillow or something soft in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And at least twice I went, rolled the windows down because it was summer. It was warm. And of course, I was dressed for the heat. And I took a slight little siesta.
Where?
In the backseat of my car.
Ooh.
Hey!
Like, where was the car
Do
parked?
You wanna ride? In my Mercedes, that is. In a parking lot.
It wasn't like a designated greenway or anything.
No!
You just said, you know what?
I'm gonna slow it down and I'm gonna rest.
And I'm gonna
sit it down. Part of the idea of rest being revolutionary is that You don't have to wait for an occasion to claim it.
That is, you said it right
there. Nor anything fancy. I didn't have a yoga mat. I wasn't at home. I had the back seat of my Mitsubishi Outlander.
Not your Mercedes that you were just singing.
I was just going Pebbles, that's all.
Okay, so you did?
I did.
You got in the back seat, literally.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Windows down, music playing, doors locked.
Doors locked, no music, just the sound of the wind racing through the leaves.
How long did you rest, my
20
friend?
Minutes, I set a timer.
What?
I absolutely did it. And the windows were like halfway down, so you couldn't see me.
Yeah.
But I was getting fresh air. The question is, Tassim, were you sweating? Yes.
Of course.
But
you were
I took
resting.
A 20 minute. Yeah. And I'm like, well done, Tass.
Will you continue to do that? And what made you do it at that moment? Was it something going on? You know, before we started this segment, Forrest and I were talking about stress and how we are working to be better about managing situations and stressful work environments and all those things. What was going on with you that made you rest in the backseat? What was going on that made you stop and say, I got to do this right now?
Yeah, I think I was actually reading Trisha Hersey's book. So talking about rest is revolution. And she mentioned her grandmother always every afternoon closing her eyes for 30 minutes. I think it was just on a porch chair. She was visible to everyone. She didn't go upstairs. She didn't close the door. She wasn't beneath any covers or anything. It was a public statement of, I need to close my eyes right now.
Yeah.
I need to get some shut eye. So I can admit to feeling at a certain point that I just need a little pick me up. My instinct is to drink some more water or, you know,
tea. You and
tea, go for a walk, like try to re-energize through movement. This time I was, after reading her book, I was thinking, what if I just re-energize by this thing?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, backseat of the Mitsubishi.
It's a song right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty cool. What about you? Did you take advantage of any slow moments to slow it on down?
Man, I slowed it down. I'm talking baby turtle slow.
What did you do? Didn't you do?
Well, I did a lot. I was determined. So for me, you know, I'm on this journey, or this quest, this whole year. We've been talking about the year of possibilities and how I was going to challenge myself to be in spaces and places that possibilities, that I help create these possibilities. I wasn't going to just wait for them. So, I'm going to read this quote, and I'm going to bring our Zora into this space, right?
Queen
Zora. It's getting close to February, and we all know I go through this ceremonial time in my life when I embody Zora.
Yeah.
And it is fall all the way up into spring.
It's Hurston time.
It is Zora time.
Yes.
So Zora says, and this quote is exactly something you just said, not waiting for the particular time. She says, happiness is nothing but everyday living seen through a veil. Not waiting for happiness, this big monumental thing. Mm-hmm. Like, this trip is going to make me happy. Mm-hmm. This person is going to make me happy. Zora tells us that it's in the everyday living, but it's how we perceive it. It's the veil, right? Mm-hmm. And so you in your backseat of your Mitsubishi.
Yeah.
I did that this summer similarly.
What'd you do?
I stayed in bed.
Yeah.
I did. I
like
tried
literally
to
literally.
Tanya will say, like, I'll say, I'm sleeping in. She's like, oh, what is that? 5:30 a.m. 6. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, yeah, I'm sleeping in. 6 a.m. is sleeping in for me.
For you.
It is. But this summer, I pushed myself to rest. I didn't have to be asleep per se. I still don't do that well.
You were lounging.
I was and I mean, I stayed in lounge clothes. Like, I was like,
isn't that sweet?
I realize that I don't always have to be on and performing and producing. And it was this summer with you saying rest and sit it down that I didn't realize that my body needed it. The last time I realized that my body needed rest, I was in a hospital for 2 weeks.
Mm.
And I said, oh, this is a lesson, right? We talked about that in the other episode, lesson learned.
Yeah.
I said, I'll never go at that pace again. Well, I lied, obviously, because I kept repeating that cycle of work, 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 service, service, service to everyone. But this summer, I didn't.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed some lounge time.
Yeah.
I did.
I think you told me, I remember you sort of giving me a memory you had of actually going on vacation, but doing nothing.
It was the best vacation ever. I still stand by it. I did absolutely nothing. I was in Cabo, and I didn't even socialize with anybody. I literally just sat there I didn't read every day. I didn't have to walk every day. I didn't have to like swim and snorkel and parasailing and go on this excursion. I just sat.
Isn't that something?
You said sit down.
Yeah.
And it is hard for me to sit down.
Absolutely.
But I did it this summer.
Yeah.
I lost it over the summer. I'm still not there.
Are you committing to sort of incorporating it as these winter months are coming?
I'm trying, like you are. I'm admitting that I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try.
I think the try counts.
Yeah. So I also want to know, our listeners want to know, thank you for those of you who stayed engaged with us throughout the summer. Those of you who sent text messages and is like, now? Are we back in the studio?
What's back? The next?
Yeah, that's it.
We're back.
So we say shout out to all of our listeners, and we thank you for this is season 4 for supporting us. But you asked us about our journey of what summer was going to be for us, because you and I have talked about before when we were last together. We talked about these transitions and this transformation that this journey, this sojourn that we are on together, and the lessons that we are learning. You and I talked, I don't know how many times this summer, about shifting. And every time we're on the phone and you say shift, I literally shift like you have this way of demonstrating with your hands. So demonstrative. Shifting.
Yep.
Shift that perspective. Because we're learning about ourselves. We've talked about healing. So what did you learn about yourself this summer?
I learned that as my second born prepared for college, that a lot of my parenting is based in control. Now, I might use a fancy word like curate. Like, I curate their lives, right? I select
I.e. control.
Yeah, and I recognized how much letting go would be essential to her experience of going to school. Not that she had work to do. She just was going to live into it. But I had work to do of kind of going from pilot to observer.
Yes.
And it's been a huge impact, you know, to watch her prepare for her next version of young womanhood. I mean, I needed to get out of the way. And if someone, Andrea, had said to me, Tasneem, I think you have control issues, I would have said, what?
No. Because let the record reflect. When we talked about our being honest to ourselves, and I said about my control issues.
Yes, I chuckled.
You laughed. And was like,
I mocked you.
You said, that's not a surprise.
Yes, I would fancy myself a person.
Fancy myself. says the person with the perfectly manicured journal that is right in front of her right now.
Absolutely.
With color-coded
and
post-it.
Absolutely.
And check marks.
Absolutely.
And little boxes. Mm-hmm. There's no control issues, sis? It's curated experience.
It's a curated experience. You see, and it's like I can't hide behind language. I'm watching this young lady say, I need to leave. I need to sort of chart a new course. And what does that mean for me not to have something to say? What does it mean for me to recognize that now she has a life that is in equal parts invisible to me?
Yes.
And also teaching me. I have no idea what she's wearing. Yoga pants and a crop top. I don't have to see it.
No.
Right. And so there's whole conversations I'm no longer having around instructing her life now.
Controlling her life. Curating her life.
Instructing.
Guiding.
Guiding.
You can clean it up. You can wipe it down, rub it up all the way to you want. I love it though.
Put lipstick on the pig. But yeah. I think
you go so far. I don't know who this old sharecropper is.
I'm telling you, that's what I've learned. And so I'm going, hey. So who are you now?
Who are you now?
With all the time that you used to spend feeling as though nothing could go right unless your input was added to it. I think I've gained probably a good hour back from just daily instruction.
Control.
Wow. Maybe so. You know, just
like
saying
that.
Like, you know what? You're going to have to make some of these choices yourself. You're going to have to figure it out yourself.
Yes.
And I'm going to have to get me some business.
You need a lot of it.
I'm going to have to get some business.
I told you this 5 years, 6 years, 10 years ago.
I couldn't see it.
Get you some business.
And so, you know, I still am parenting, of course, you know, literally with two and a half young ladies still in the house. But I recognize that they will all go the way of my second child.
And you will have many, many more summers of asking yourself, who are you now?
Mm-hmm.
I love that this now is a lesson that this summer has taught you.
Yeah.
Because you had to experience it yourself, and it's going to happen with each of them in a different way.
Yeah.
And I'm, it's almost similar to one of the things I learned about myself this summer.
What did you learn?
I learned that, I've worked really hard to have all the things to keep me busy, to entertain myself when Ryan was, you know, in school and in school and in soccer and in football and in rugby and studying abroad and all the things, right? And here we are less than 2 months away from graduation.
From college.
He's graduating from college on December 16th.
Yes.
And here we are, and I'm like, so? Control. What's next?
For who?
For him. Mm. And I realized this summer that I don't get to control.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't even seek to control what is next for him. I learned that I am, I have been of service to everybody so many years. And now I am comfortable and not even seeking that anymore.
Mm.
So I've learned that you can survive not telling him that he needs to have that GRE done. You will be fine. He will be fine because we've taught him something, mm-hmm. but it doesn't matter what we've taught them. Life is going to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to protect them from all these things, but I learned this summer that get somewhere and learn how to survive beyond being of service.
Yeah.
And I started framing my thoughts this summer mm-hmm. of like, you know, did you do this? Did you do that? Are you going to go back to London? Are you going to go study abroad? Are you going to go to school with this or this? I said, figure it out.
Is it shifting, Andrea, to self-service? So you've spent so many years of trying to calibrate the amount of output that you're giving based on how you can influence and help direct and maybe even comfort
yes.
other people.
And I started, look, so when not doing it for Ryan, I started trying to fill those spaces with being of service to other people.
Yeah.
And so for me, the lesson this summer was I have to be deliberate about service to myself.
Nice.
And I deserve that. And I also learned how hard it is for me to say that I deserve mm-hmm. to be of service to myself.
That's right. And it doesn't feel indulgent.
It feels arrogant. It feels indulgent. It feels worldly. It feels all the things.
That we were told it's going to
feel. We were told it's going to feel. So yes. It feels that way.
Uh-huh.
So I acknowledge that. So this summer, learning that about myself, acknowledging that you are deserving of service to you.
Mm.
And you will not feel guilty about it.
That's
and
right.
when you do, you'll call your girlfriend and she'll remind you or we'll start it all over again. Mm-hmm. But that's the one thing that I learned this summer.
I love
so
that.
I hope that our Truth Be Told family have done some recognizing and reckoning and remembering in their own lives this summer. Mm. You challenged us.
Well, you know, it's fascinating that when we parallel our lives to the greatest example of good living, which is what is Mother Nature doing with these cycling seasons?
Yes.
It is a time of, like, bounty.
I like that.
Right?
Bounty.
Like we are going into this dark phase of seeds underground.
Yes.
Leaves are falling.
Right.
Period of contemplation. We will come back up in the spring contemplating how we're going to bloom. But that bounty of the summer,
yeah,
like, who, what are we becoming? And then what are we in that space before we then enter back into, right? And so
That's another, not titles of books.
Yeah.
But let's talk about that in an upcoming episode. Mm-hmm. So our friends gave us tons and tons of ideas. They want us to talk about relationships. They want to talk about money. They want us to talk about
mental health.
They want us to talk about anxiety. What happens when we're not standing in our truth?
Yes.
They want us to talk about so many things.
Yeah.
But you and I talked this summer about the women that we've been.
Yes. And the women we're becoming.
Yeah. And the woman, and the women that we will be.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that in an upcoming
episode.
But for this one.
Oh.
We will relish in reckoning the lessons from the summer.
That's right. The summer of 2023.
Oh,
so we're curious, right, with our listeners. We would love for you to share with us. Look onto the lessons and the memories of the summer of 2023. What did you learn? What did you do that you had promised yourself that you would do?
Oh, that's
and what are you still waiting to do better?
And it's not too late. That's the reality. Mm-hmm. Just because we're in a new season, a physical season,
yeah.
a spiritual season, and mm-hmm. an emotional season, mm-hmm. we can still do those things.
That's right.
Because there's yet time.
There is yet time.
Right?
Yeah. There's yet time. Maybe right. we always can access the summer of our lives some kind of way.
I like that. The summer of our lives.
Yeah.
All right. And until next time.
This is Truth Be Told.
That felt good.
All right, we are almost out, but we are certainly Truth Be Told, and we want you to remember who we are and tell other people. We'd like you to like, share, follow, and subscribe. Truth Be Told, and that's going to be at Truth Be Told Pod, P-O-D at the back. At Truth Be Told Pod, let people know what you're listening to. Let us know what you like that you're listening to. Let us know what you don't like, and then we'll see you next time. And remember, this is Truth Be Told.